happy trails to you until we meet again.
Sounds relaxing, right, Lise? It sounds very, like you're just like, you know, walking along. You've got your trusty steed there. Maybe you're walking past a cactus 3 or 4 feet above wherever a rattlesnake may be, right? In the old Wild West. Well, it's the latest vacation trend. We're going to talk about that in just a second. I want to encourage people, they can, for their vacation, if they've got any suggestions or any kind of dude ranch things that they've done in the area, 312-981-7200. You can definitely text in. You can call in. Anybody who contributes or participates in the program will be entered to win our 2 tickets for the Indy 500 May 13th. We're going to be giving those away along with some other cool stuff related to the 500. But right now, on the line, she is a travel guru. She is an acclaimed reporter and correspondent. You've seen her on Good Morning America, the Today Show. Of course, the nationally syndicated columnist for our very own Chicago Tribune with Take and the Kids, the one and only Eileen Ogins. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
So travel takes on many shapes, many forms, and what's great that you have on the pulse out there, they try to experience new and different ways. And I think with this, the millennial generation and with some of the newer generations that are getting out on the road and traveling, you know, they're kind of looking more for experiences as opposed to just kind of relaxing. Some of the things that we used to do, you know, sit on a beach with a drink, that's always great. But one of the ways is to get out there and do something we've known about for a long time. I didn't know they were still doing it. Apparently they are. It's dude ranches.
Well, what's surprising about dude ranches, and really, you're not that far in Chicago to get to Colorado, for example, is that there's way more to do at a dude ranch than you might think. You know, yeah, there's horseback riding, but there's also mountain biking and fishing and massage and cooking demonstrations and wine tasting. And like a cruise, it's a good bet for families because no one has to do all the heavy lifting. There's activities for all ages, and all you have to do is show up and enjoy. That's why people also like cruises, like from Carnival, which carries so many kids on all of their brands, you know, because it's just a very easy thing to do.
Well, sometimes it's good to, you know, have a theme with it. I think that the Western theme, there's still Westerns being made. It's a very popular film genre. But that's what I think. When you bring up mountain bike, I don't think of John Wayne on a mountain bike. But does it still have that same kind of connection to, you know, cowboys
stampedes
and things?
You know, you'll see everybody wearing cowboy hats and cowboy shirts and cowboy boots. But the thing is, what people tell me at ranches is when, you know, you may have one or two people in the family that are really into horses or the whole Western thing, but then there's plenty for everyone else to do. It's a very beautiful place. You know, you might be near a national park or you might be in the mountains staying in a great cabin. We were at one last winter called Vista Verde, right near Steamboat Springs, and you could sit on the deck or of your cabin in the hot tub, you know, and just watch the horses in the pasture right below you. So, especially for a family that loves the outdoors, it's a kind of a no stress way to go about it.
Well, it's good that you said that they've built in some of those resort elements, because a lot of the idea of that cowboy experience would be roughing it, maybe in a tent covered wagon under the stars. So now if dad wants to get out there and do some calf roping or maybe ride El Diablo, he can do that. And everybody else can just hang out by the pool or go for a spa day.
Right. And it's pretty funny, too, because the staff will tell you that for those who, you know, even think they're going to ride every day, once they get out there and they realize what it's like to be in the saddle for a whole day, you know, that'll go by the wayside pretty quick, but there's so much else to do.
I'm imagining a family square dance. You know, I don't know that
they do. They have that stuff. They have storytellers by the fire and a square dance, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's a little hokey, but it's really fun, and it's different. One thing I'd encourage people to do, though, wherever they're going, is to get travel insurance, because anything can happen, right? You can fall off a horse, or your car can break down, and families don't usually think about it, but travel insurance, like from a company like Allianz. In a lot of cases, they insure the kids free, and then they pick up all of your costs, your out-of-pocket costs. And they have a new app you can download that's really good for, it has all kinds of, like, first aid information for you.
Nice. Okay, so, I mean, travel insurance, because you never know what's going to come up. You know, unforeseen things can happen, plans can change, weather can happen, you never know, flights. So travel insurance is a good idea, but you're right, if you're going to be, like, if Dad is going to be riding El Diablo, I'm sure there's a series of waiver forms for him to sign, but it'll be good to have insurance, too, if he's incapable because of the traction of driving the family home. So so it is
and
good.
And then, you know, people don't think about it, but let's say your father-in-law falls and breaks his hip, and suddenly you have to cancel the trip. Well, if you've paid in advance for a dude ranch or a cruise or something like that, you know, this way you're covered, right? So it just covers you in so many different ways.
One of the other things we wanted to talk about, and this, I think a lot of listeners would think, hey, maybe this blends with, and there may be a dude ranch nearby, and that may be the case, but now Grapevine, Texas is being a lot more things to a lot more people than maybe what the stereotypes would say. It's, you know, you've got wine, you've got shopping, it's very cosmopolitan.
Definitely cosmopolitan. Grapevine has like two really big resorts for families that each have their own water park. One is the Gaylord Texan, and one is Great Wolf Lodge, which some of your listeners may know from
the Dells.
Wisconsin Dells.
Yep.
But they also have like an urban wine trail that will, these wine tasting rooms will welcome kids, not to drink wine, of course, but for the parents. And they have a very quaint downtown, and then they have a huge outlet mall. So, I mean, again, you know, when you're looking for a destination for families, it's good to find something where there'll be something for everybody, not just for the kid, for sure.
And then let's talk a little bit about the location. Grapevine, Texas, when you spin your globe, it may not be one of the first
it's
things.
It's exactly in between Dallas and Fort Worth. In fact, if you're flying through Dallas or something and you have a really long layover, they have shuttles that you can go over there for a couple of hours.
Those are two things that I think people will really enjoy. And it's not the kind of normal vacation that people maybe have gotten used to and done a bunch of times. These are kind of a new and fresh take on it. But these are all things that you can bring the entire family to.
Right. And increasingly, people are bringing multi-gen groups. So again, you want to figure out, you know, something that's going to work for all of them. So that's, again, you need to figure out things for that. And interestingly, you know, Dude Ranch, they get a lot of multi-gen groups. So let's say maybe you get grandma and grandpa who maybe not so hot to ride horses, but they're hikers or they like to fish or do a lot of the other activities that they offer.
Yeah, get out there, see some of the outdoors, you know, have some family fun, some camaraderie, build in a square dance. You can do some of those things and get to, you know, sometimes we can sit back and we can say that sounds hokey, but I think if you're like immersed in it and everybody's doing it, then I think that all the reasons why it's been a successful travel option for so many years, I think you'll get to understand it and I think you'll enjoy it. So we want to let the listeners know we're talking with Eileen Ogans. She is a super travel guru and of course the syndicated columnist for Taking the Kids and TakingTheKids.com. Eileen, before we let you go, if you can suggest one or two different dude ranches or even just one that you think is the best one for people to start with.
I'm really a fan of Vista Verde in Colorado. That's right near Steamboat Springs. It's family owned. In fact, it's owned by a family from the Chicago suburbs. And it's just a great place, really beautiful. And if you feel like you need to go into town and shop, Steamboat Springs isn't that far away. So that would be one good bet I'd suggest.
And then regardless of where you're going and what you're doing, I think travel insurance is definitely something wise to consider. And you have a company that you'd recommend on that as well.
Allianz. And I would check out, they have this new free Travel Smart mobile app that you can download and it gives you all kinds of information. You know, let's say you're out of the country and you need to find a good hospital or, you know, you need some first aid information. It's all right there.
Wow.
At the ready.
That can be a total nightmare. And so it's great to have people that not only can help you on the cost side, but also give you some of that assistance, right? When you're in a, you know, I don't want to say a strange place, but you're in a different place you would normally be.
No,
you don't speak
definitely, because you're already so stressed because somebody's broken their leg or someone you know, in the hospital or whatever. So to have someone else at the other end of the phone who can talk you through everything and they're going to take care of all the expenses, that's huge.
That's pretty great. That's the upside. The silver lining when Uncle Joe's fragile hip ruins your entire vacation, the upside is Allianz. So
right.
We love having you on. Thanks so much. Let the listeners know where they can follow you and keep up with you on a regular basis.
Yeah, definitely. Just go to takingthekids.com. They may want to check out the newest edition of my latest book, The Kid's Guide to Washington, D.C., is out. So you can find all that on the website.
Get out there, see some sights, enjoy some history. You can do that with Eileen Ogut. It's takingthekids.com. Eileen, thanks so much for what you're doing.
Sure.
Have a great weekend.
Happy travels. You too.